But coming up after the first song, I'll be talking to Kevin from Bubble Muffin about childhood nutrition. But as you may know from my time at the Big Backyard here on 94.7 The Pulse with Nick, on the line this morning is Kevin from Bubble Muffin. Good morning, Kevin.
Good morning, Nick. How are you this morning?
Not too bad. How are you?
Ah, fantastic. I'm on top of the world.
Oh, good to hear. Good to hear. Now, you're from Bubble Muffin. Now, tell us what that is to begin with.
Well, Bubble Muffin is an interactive forum for children where we educate through entertainment. And kids get to learn about healthy food options and basically what to do with those options. And we're talking kids from 4 or 5 years old.
Well, that sounds really good because it's really important, I think, that kids early on learn about nutrition and healthy eating because there's some World Health Organization statistics that we're quite a fat country when it comes to our children.
Exactly, exactly. You've hit the nail right on the head there, yeah. And it's getting worse, unfortunately. I was watching a program last night, I think it was on ABC, about obesity and... people, unfortunately, they're just, look, there's nothing, if you're overweight, fine. If you're not happy with it, let's do something about it. Don't force that on children. Let's do something about it and let's make it really fun and healthy.
Exactly. Prevention, I think, is also, you know, the key, because if kids learn early on how to cook what's good for them, what's bad for them, then as they get older, they will make the right decisions.
Exactly, exactly. Look, and Bubble Muffin's not all about saying, look, you can't have this, you have to have this. No. We're just here, we're showing kids what options there are, what are the healthy options, and let's just have a ball of fun while we do it.
So what are some of the programs that you run? How does it all work?
Well, we've got our fully interactive programs where kids are just, all the kids are in there and they're producing something for themselves. We've got our demonstrative style shows where it's more, we get, say, 7 or 8 helpers from amongst the audience to come on up and help. We still have questions and answers and get everybody involved and get them up and moving. We've got our Disco Jack Bubble Pop. Disco Jack, mind you, is our dancing dog.
Why not?
Of course
he is.
Yeah, they dance. They dance, and especially Disco does. We've got our school incursion programs, which includes the preschools, the kinders, and we've got our multicultural programs as well. So there's just a whole heap of things that we actually do.
How long has Bubble Muffin been running for?
This is our 3rd year now. It's only really been the last, I'd say, 12 months that we've really started to kick on. We're now in Queensland, New South Wales, South Australia, Victoria, obviously, Tasmania, and we've been asked to go over to New Zealand as well.
Oh, wow, that's quite a coup for you.
Yeah, yeah, look, we're passionate about food, we're passionate about healthy eating and education of kids, so we'll go anywhere.
So I guess those are your goals and your objectives. You know, do you want to expand further on that one?
Sorry?
Your goals and objectives for the program?
Goals and objectives is, well, basically we want to eliminate obesity.
Yeah.
World Health Organization figures basically state that worldwide there's over 40 million children under the age of 5 who are overweight.
That's just obscene.
Yeah, it totally baffles us. We're like, my goodness, we're blown away by this, and we want to do something about it. So this is what Bubble Muffin's all about, and this is why we created the concept.
Now, who's it made up of? Who do you work with? Who is Bubble Muffin?
Well, there's so many, my goodness. there's myself and my partner, Sasha, who we're both chefs by trade, and we've been in the industry for quite a number of years. There's Disco Jack, as I've talked about, the dancing dog. We've got Simone, who is our choreographer, and she does an what a talent she is, just absolutely amazing. We've got Professor Summer Winter, who knows everything about food science, and he's just a crazy crackpot of knowledge. We've got Patrick, who's an amazing magician, who does a lot of the shows for us. We've got Pop, who's our corn cob, and of course the rest of the crew who jumps in there and creates Bubble Muffin.
That sounds great. So it sounds like it's very much, as well as, you know, trying to be informative, but you're making it fun. You're making it really enjoyable for the kids. So it doesn't feel like a chore. It doesn't feel like they're being taught necessarily.
No. And that's the important thing. We educate through entertainment. If we're not having fun, the kids aren't having fun, and bang, it's a pointless exercise. So paramount, it has to be fun. It has to be entertaining.
Exactly right. I think growing up, I don't know how much I was taught, and I've got to the point where I'm an adult now, and I'm not exactly sure how to look after myself and what sort of food to eat, because I just don't know. So when Mum's not around, I'm like, how do you food? How do you be an adult? So I just get a lean cuisine. So I think it's probably quite a coup.
That's a whip there. No, look, I mean, I remember myself from my childhood, and my mum, bless her soul, I used to go up and I was eager. I want to help out in the kitchen, but being 5, 6, and mum has to get home from work, she has to get the kids ready, she has to prepare meal for the family. She's like, oh, yeah, later. Later never came because it was always too busy, too rushed. And as a kid, that sort of, it used to make me a little despondent. So I'm taking that and just throwing it back to the kids, taking the hassle away from mum and dad, and just providing a forum where kids can come in and just, you know, they can mess up. We have kids at some of our shows, instead of actually preparing what they're meant to prepare, they just sit there and eat the food, which is fine.
Why not? And look, if they do take something away from it, perhaps when they get a little bit older, they can start cooking dinner for mum and dad rather than them rushing home and having to put something on the stove. The kids can come home from school and do it.
Exactly. And look, like I said, paramount, it just has to be fun. And that's how we're going to get through to kids and hopefully instill within them a healthier food outlook.
I think I might need this program because I can barely butter bread. So I think I've got the fine motor skills of a handicapped monkey, I think.
Come on down, we'd love to have you.
When next you're at a Geelong Primary School, call me up and say, Nick, come on, we'll teach you how to butter bread, we'll teach you how to chop a tomato, because those are skills I could use.
You're on.
Now tell us, where can we experience Bubble Muffin Show?
Well, Bubble Muffin, we travel around to agricultural shows, we travel around to festivals, schools, as I said, preschools, kindies as well. So for the next few months, it's basically we're going to be concentrating on the schools and the preschools, because the agricultural shows sort of get a little bit quiet at this stage, but then starting up July, August, September, they will really start to fire up, and we're back in full swing travelling all around the country.
Oh, great. Now, where can listeners go? Do you have a website that they can get more information, get involved, and get some ideas from?
Most definitely. We've got bubblemuffin.com. They can hit that website, and there's free recipes on there. There's games for the kiddies as well. There's information about different fruits and vegetables, which maybe are a little bit obscure in the world. There's also the Twitter and the Facebook site as well, which I think everybody has nowadays. So
they certainly do.
On board.
Fantastic. Well, thank you so much for coming on and talking to me this morning, Kevin.
Great. It's been a pleasure, Nick.
No worries. Well, we'll be back shortly on 94.7 The Pulse. And welcome back to A Big Backyard here on 94.7 The Pulse. Joining me on the phone this morning is Tessa, and I finished it on the weekend, and I was devastated.